Okay, cool.
And then I'm gonna go over here. I don't have you on Anchor yet, so I'm gonna turn on Anchor.
Okay.
All right, we're on.
Okay.
All right, this is Kayla, and I'm calling in with Felix. We're gonna have this conversation, this Combos with CEOs tonight, and Felix is gonna talk about his medical commodities business and entrepreneurship and real estate. So yeah, introduce yourself, Felix, for people who don't know you.
Yeah, so my name is Felix. I'm 23 years old. I'm from New Jersey. I've been an entrepreneur since I was the age of 19 years old. Basically, how I got into this, I think everybody kind of has a point in their life how they got became an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Day before I left for college, about 4 or 5 years ago, I met this guy while we were, you know, I surf a lot at the beach. So day before I left, this guy told me, cool, go well, read this book. School ended up going terrible, read the book, and then, you know, I never looked back. It was a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Wow. I never looked back, started doing real estate, got introduced to this medical commodity business probably about a year and a half later. And, you know, now I do that as well as I have a little YouTube channel as well. So that's basically an overview of my story, just to keep it, you know, brief and stuff.
Yeah. So what, by the way, I'm so appreciative of, you know, coming on this podcast.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you. This is actually my first, like, I've done a few videos. I've done an interview on YouTube, but as far as like, just, you know, talking as far as like the more back and forth, the more free flowing, which I think is a bit cooler. This is my first time.
Yeah. Cool. I'm excited. So what were you going to school for?
Oh, yes. I don't even think I declared a major. I mean, I really just wanted to go for the, you know, the, I guess, the experience that, you know, go to school, basically live wild.
Yeah.
And just kind of just, it kind of sounds funny or kind of dumb, but that's what I went for.
Yeah.
And I guess I got the experience that I was looking for within, you know, first 6 months, and I didn't see the point of, you know, spending tons of money grabbing a degree that's going to cost like $200,000. I didn't see the point.
So yeah.
I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I somehow stumbled across that guy who told me to read that book. So to answer your question, I didn't have a degree. I didn't have I never even knew what I was going to school for. I just went.
Okay, so the book is what kind of like changed your life, like, and gave you an idea of like what you wanted to do.
Yeah. I never read I don't know, like, what your experience with going to school was, but, you know, my experience going to school, it's like, I hated reading. Like,
and
just the thought of a book would come up. It's like, you read books?
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah. I remember finding Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I was, like, you know, a kid in high school, or I think I was, like, in middle school, and I found it in the library, and I was like, wow. And I just
recently. In middle school? That's crazy.
Yeah. I found it, and then, like,
back to school after that.
Right. It made like an impact. And actually I just found another copy of Rich Dad Poor Dad when I was sourcing in Goodwill the other day. So I picked it up and kept it for myself. So talking about sourcing, you're into medical commodities, and you said a guy had kind of introduced you to that or told you about it?
Yeah, so what happened was I started off real estate wholesaling, which is more along the lines, you just find a house that's all beat up, maybe vacant, or about to take it from the bank. And instead of somebody getting no money from it, you basically come behind them, offer them like basically a lowball offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to get anything from it. No one's going to buy it, or the bank is just going to take it from them. They're going to get nothing in their pocket. So you basically put something into their pocket, and, you get a little profit from bringing somebody who's going to take it and, you know, fix it up and resell it. So I was doing that. I was making some okay money, you know, $4,000 here, $5,000 there, $1,000 here and there. But the deals, as far as how long they took to close, could be months. So when it comes to, you know, paying your bills and having a life, it was like, well, you know, I can't go. I can't pay my phone bill because my next wholesale deal doesn't close for 3 weeks.
Right.
So I was like, this isn't working. Like, I've seen the process. I know people now do, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars with it a year. but it takes a lot of time, like any business, to get momentum and to, you know, get something moving. And I seen this other guy, I was actually about to close a big wholesale deal. I brought the buyer, the guy who was going to take the house. It was basically like, you're a wholesaler, you're a middleman. And yeah. He had the seller. So I brought the buyer, said, okay, we're probably going to split like $40,000, which would have been crazy. It would have been like, put me way ahead of my bills, way have money to reinvest in my business and have money for myself. The deal ended up falling through, and the guy basically just shrugged it off like it was nothing. I said, dude, you need to go revise that deal. I need that money. Yeah. And he basically was like, oh, it doesn't matter, I'm flipping medical commodities. And that's when like a light went off my head. He showed me a little bit, but he didn't really show me the game. And he gave me like a little manual and was like, okay, figure it out. Because he wasn't really my boy. I just knew him from the business. He wasn't like someone like, you know, if it was your a family friend, you'll put them in the game and show them for free. Right. You kind of just, I was more or less a competitor to him. So he's like, if you're going to figure it out, you can figure it out. I'm not going to show you. But I put it together because he showed me a little bit with the manual, but he didn't really give it me all the puzzle pieces. Long story short, I ended up stopping to do real estate and just focusing on medical commodities because I was making maybe a wholesale deal once a month for $4,000 or $5,000. Mm-hmm. I was doing about 2,000. I did in my first 10-11 months of flipping medical commodities. I took off. I did over 120K. I was doing $2,500, $3,000 a week. So I basically ditched the wholesaling of real estate to the side, and I said, "Look, I'm just focusing on this." I ended up getting employees, and it's been crazy ever since.
That is crazy. So okay. Crazy. Now, when you say medical commodities. Like when I was watching a bunch of videos on YouTube and everything, and it was more like, I remember someone saying something about like the test strips, like the diabetic test strips. And then a lot of times, like I saw signs, I always see signs for like people who will buy the medical test strips, the diabetic test strips. Is it pretty much that, or is it more to it?
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it, but it's mainly just to give it surface level, it's mainly just the different diets that come along with the business. There's like different meters and different things you can sell. A lot of the guys just stick to the strips. And there's a lot of different brands that are in the game. But basically we're just buying like a few different brands that we buy where all the money comes from. So yeah, it is the strips, but there are other ways to make money as far as buying different like meters and stuff like that.
Okay. So then I'm not sure if this is going too much into detail, but let's say you get some strips, then do you sell it like online on eBay or how do you do
that? So that's a good question. And that's why I love this business like so much and why like it's so much like a business in a box. Like there's a lot of businesses out there that I've tried. Like I've done other things. Like I've tried online marketing stuff. But this is like if you get like these boxes today, you make money tomorrow. It's not like you got to door knock or you got to run these ads on Facebook. It's like I just have like we buy them from like little brother pharmacies, and there are these multi-million-dollar pharmacy companies who take them and then actually put them back on the shelves of like something like Rite Aid or Walmart or Walgreens, where they go right back on the shelf because these doctors are giving these supplies out in such bulk that they don't need them. So we basically just take them from patients who have extras and buy them for low, sell them for high, and we just resell them. All my supplies go right to the same to it. Basically, a lower end pharmacy, but the lower end pharmacy is doing millions and millions of dollars a year in these diabetic supplies.
Wow. So what would someone have to do to like get into the business? Like what would be the first step, I guess?
Yeah. So, just to keep the surface level, because there's not a lot of components, but it's just sometimes some things, you know, I basically keep for, you know, some of my clients that I show how to build a business. Cause what I do is, like I said, I'd say the whole country is pretty unsaturated, like compared to like, you know, Amazon or stuff, all the stuff like that. Like, I don't even think there's 500 people in the whole country doing this business. It's so unsaturated.
Yeah.
But what I did compared to what a lot of other people in the business do is I had employees. I was in the process of looking for an office space, and I basically didn't do anything. So just to keep it real surface level, not to give the whole business away, mm-hmm. basically you're just marketing for people who have these testing supplies. The amount of people that have these things are like, they got the cure to diabetes, but the way that America works and mm-hmm. how this world works, unfortunately, they're not going to give out the cure to save people money. They're going to keep the, you know, they want to give you the Band-Aid instead of the cure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you basically just market for the supplies, and then you buy them for a, basically what you know they resell for. They sell for 100, trying to buy them for 30. And the people have no emotional connection to them. So they just say, you can take them, just give me something for them, and we just flip them. And then they come back every single month with more supplies, so it becomes like a residual cash flow almost.
Oh, so, okay, I'm getting what you're saying now. So let's say someone has diabetes. You're saying that the doctor gives it to them, like these boxes, like a bunch of them, just because, you know, they're diabetic, they need to test often. So the doctor gives it out to them. You then, you know, put out ads or, you know, basically lure people in that want to sell their strips.
Yeah.
Like I
yeah.
said, so, I've seen so like street signs and yeah. stuff for it. So.
Yeah. The reason the business exists, like I was saying, like, for example, if you go to the doctor and you pay $10 for a copay, you know, you're paying your doctors basically just to put some, like, I don't know, like, if you just charge $10 for a copay, your doctor turns around and tells your insurance company that, hey, Felix came to the doctor for a checkup. They're gonna charge your insurance company $600-$700. Those yeah. doctor visits are not cheap. So, you know, what they do is, you know, you go to the doctor, you might only need to test once a month, and which would only equate to like maybe one or two boxes. But mm-hmm. instead, they say, take six boxes. You might need extra. Take seven boxes. Well, you don't really need seven boxes. There's no need for it. You know, mm-hmm. you need to test your insulin once a day. So they got all these extra boxes. They don't want them. They don't need them. They just stack it on the shelf in maybe their bathroom or somewhere in their house.
Yeah.
When they see a sign, which is almost, you become like basically lifesavers. I've had people tell me like, I have 20, 30 boxes. I never even knew you guys existed. Yeah. And, we became like lifesavers for them because they're like, otherwise they'd just throw them in the garbage. And yeah. we buy them for damn near dirt cheap. And we flip them for, if we're buying any box we buy for like, say, $10. If we buy something like that box is 10, we're trying to sell it for 40. Or we do sell it for 40. That's like how the profit margin works.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's super lucrative. And, you know, these patients get these supplies every month. So it's like, when people hear about this business and they actually do it, it's like, they're like, everybody tells me, like, yo, I wish I would have known about this sooner. It's insane.
Yeah. So then how do you, so with that in mind, then how do you get someone to buy, like the big box store, or is there like a site? Do you do, because I know some people do it on eBay, or I'm not sure if they do it on eBay, yeah. but, you know.
There's just like these big name distributors that, you know, they have to, I guess, from what to be honest, like, I don't even know how they get into that business on that side.
Right.
I've never really asked them. I just know them. I've done business with a lot of them.
Yeah.
I make money in like quantity, so they gotta move a couple thousand boxes a week to, you know, make money.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could move 30 boxes a week. For example, I just sold maybe 10, 12 boxes and made $580 with about 300 profit.
Wow.
So, you know, we just, once you're in the game and you know people in the business, you ask around, hey, I'm a wholesaler, I wanna sell these. How to rush that. But you have to know a few things. Like you have to know like what you're looking for, what to buy, what you can't buy.
Yeah.
And you have to know it's a bit of a relationship business because a lot of these buyers don't want to deal with, you know, people that are just starting out because they can send them bad products or they just don't send them, you know, high invoices. Like they want the invoices to be big because that's where they make money. So, I mean, you could, and that's what took me so long when I first got in. I had a basically build a relationship for myself now mm-hmm. that I, you know, I've been in the game for a minute. I know like all the big kind of people that will, you know, pay you for the product you get.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So I'm excited to hear about that because I'm going to be doing some research. And I know you said something earlier about you having a program for it. Do you have a course or?
Like, I have a YouTube channel. We were talking about this a little bit. Like,
yeah, shout out your YouTube channel.
What's going on? But, like, it was basically like a men's lifestyle channel where I was talking about, like, you know, things that, you know, 21-year-old guys, 25-year-old guys, 30-year-old guys are, you know, have interest in. But in the end, it all comes back to the money because
right.
You can't, you know, go and improve your fashion or, you know, go and work out if you don't have money to pay for that gym membership.
Yeah.
So that's just something I was talking about, but I kept getting tons and tons of questions like, I want to make money, so what's the best way to make money? And like I said, I don't know if I told you, but I just bought this this property out here in New Jersey. I paid the house is worth $230,000.
Mm-hmm.
I paid about $30,000 for it. I bought it from a bank in Texas, and the way I was able to do that was from all the money I made from commodities.
Wow.
So I couldn't teach them real estate because, like I said, for the reason I stopped doing real estate partially is because it was taking me months to hit like little bloopers. If I'm gonna, if it's gonna take me a month, I want to hit a grand slam, not just like, you know, I get the first base. I want to, you know, hit a grand slam. So I couldn't tell them like, hey, do real estate, which, even though a lot of people on the internet teach, which is like the best, which I think is the best business. Besides like what you have, like I know, that's why I like when you reached out, because like the second best business is like, you know, doing something for yourself, like, you know, promoting your own message to make like an impact, but also make, you know, money. Because I think once you make the impact, you know, the money just comes right behind it.
Right.
Yeah, so I couldn't teach real estate because I know that like, hey, that seems like leading people off a cliff.
Yeah.
To, you know, get the program. Which I can't do to people because it's just wrong.
And then a lot of times people want something kind of like easy to start, because like real estate, I had a friend that's like into real estate and it's very lucrative, but it's so lucrative actually, like you can almost just like live just depending on how you get into it, like never having to necessarily work and just live off of your real estate investments and, you know, renting it out and all that kind of stuff. But it's not always easy to get into, you know, not when you have to like pay your bills. And like you were saying, like, you know, you got to pay your phone bill like in 2 weeks or, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily easy.
It's like, should I eat tonight, or should I try and for the next real estate deal?
Right.
Like that's how it is. It's crazy.
Yeah. So then you decided to teach the medical commodity business. Yes.
So yeah, I put this program together.
Yeah.
And like, there's no programs like on this business. Even if you YouTube it or you Google it.
Yeah.
The only person might find like a few videos. But the only videos you're going to see, like, of anybody even exposing the game is me. Because, like, if I'm getting all this money and I don't share it, which, I mean, you know, I could just stack all this money and not share it. But I feel like, you know, it'd be selfish to do and stuff. So I put a program together and I showed, basically, I just started showing people how to do it. Obviously, I charge people because of you know, of how much you can make with this.
Mm-hmm.
But very quickly, I have, like, already like six people who are making, you know, I just had a girl, she doesn't really have too much business experience. She tried this, she tried that. And within like the first like week, she made $492 profit.
What?
Off, like maybe I think she spent like $260. She invoiced for like, she spent $260. She spent like, I don't know, I'm trying to think. I don't know how much she spent, but the total invoice came out to like $830,
mm-hmm.
and about $492 was profit. And she didn't spend any money on like, you know, crazy marketing. She didn't spend any money on marketing. I just showed her like free strategy. And now she's like, you know, getting some paid from flyers and some different things like that, that she's going to flood her city with. But literally no experience, just following like straight to the point, no BS. Like, this is what you do, this is what you do. You need no skills. Like, I want to actually try and get, like, a five-year-old kid or something and give him a phone or something and see if he could do this business.
Yeah.
Because I think he could do it. That's how easy it is. So yeah, I've just been, like, making an impact, like, just helping people, because there's so much, like, stuff on the internet, like, do this, do that, but that stuff is good, and I respect anybody that doesn't have a job and just makes money from their own work, but, like, if you want to get paid tomorrow, I know, hands down, it's the best business to do it.
Wow. That's crazy. So, how much do you recommend, like, someone have to get started? Because I know you said it needs to, most people, like, that buy the test strips, like, most companies that buy the test strips, they like a big invoice. So, like you said, she may have paid, like, two something, or what's the lowest you think someone could start out with?
No, get started with $100. Yeah. Because I have all the connections. So, like, I just had a student, he didn't. And that was part of the thing that's why he started. Like, yo, I have literally no money right now. Like, you know, black people don't want to work in a job. The job for me is corny. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not doing your own thing. So it's like, I mean, sometimes push comes to shove. You got to work a job to, you know, provide for your family. But nobody's really trying to do that.
Right.
So he spent like $80, and he flipped them for like $145 just to get his money up. So now he's going to take that money and go buy more boxes and flip that. Wow. And then, you know, so yeah, he said he had no money. So as soon as he actually bought three boxes, and I just told the buyer, the guy's like, I'm close with, I have all the relationships. I said, yo, help my man out. He needs a buyer, and you know, he'll get bigger invoices. So they do like the bigger invoices, but they know, they see the vision and what I'm trying to do, like, you know, help people, do the business and stuff like that. Yeah, they're willing to work with them.
Yeah.
Because once you know, like, how to do it, you know, that you're going to turn that 80 into 140, that 140 into 500. And once you got 500 to play with and buy the supplies, you're up.
Now, as far as, like, the supplier, like, when you teach your program, like, let's say I buy the program, I'm down here in Atlanta. So now, like, do you know of any suppliers here, or do you suggest, how do you suggest finding a supplier, or do you kind of help with that in your program?
Like, you mean like other people doing the business, or like the buyer who buys these supplies from you?
The buyer that buys the supplies.
Oh, you just, yeah, that's, they buy all over the country. Like, as soon as you have them, mm-hmm. you basically make an invoice on like PayPal. They'll pay you like 20-30 minutes, and then you just go to the post office, put them in a box, and ship them.
What?
So it's like this is the response I hear from everybody. Like, they can't even believe it, and it almost sounds too good to be true. But yeah. I constantly tell people, like, this isn't a get rich quick scheme. This is a get rich quick plan, because like, I stopped doing one of the best business models, which is real estate, for this. Like, 21 years old, making $2,000 a week plus. I said, forget real estate. I'm not doing that. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And yeah, so as soon as if you make the money on the purchase, once you've got the supplies, like, you put an invoice together on PayPal, mm-hmm. within 20 minutes, they send you the money, and you send the boxes off the next day, give them the tracking number. And then, as long as you don't send the boxes, they're all beat up, but you wouldn't buy something that's all beat up or bad conditioned, or you have to know what to look for. There's a few specifications of what to look for, but it's so easy. It's like, it's crazy. Once you know what to do, you get paid tomorrow. That's why I said you can literally get paid tomorrow. That's why I've just been showing people, because, like, I want to pull other people up with me. Because you get rich in numbers. If you're out here doing it by yourself and you go down,
mm-hmm.
you could be down. If I help other people, if I pull other people up with me for any reason, I would go down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mindset is, that with that.
Yeah. I forgot who. I just posted him on my on my Instagram, but it's this rapper. He used to be partners with Jay-Z, and he, Dame Dash, he always talks about that, about, you know, he always talks about, like, okay, well, if I'm a millionaire and then, like, I make all my friends millionaires, you know, like, if I got two or three other friends, five other friends, and y'all, if you got five other friends and I get them to give me 100,000, you know, something major happened in your life, you lost all your money, everybody give you 100,000, then you back a millionaire, you know, or like, or however many thousand, 250 or whatever. So then I was like, wow, that's a dope way to look at it, because if somebody else is down, you know, or you got to think about it in a bigger way. You can go and buy real estate on a bigger level too. And you can make bigger business moves and stuff. Yeah. That's pretty dope.
That's the way I look at stuff, because
you can't do it by yourself. And plus, it's boring. Like, if you got a million and you got no friends, it's like,
yeah,
what's the point?
Right. So, how much is your program?
I prefer not to say the price because okay. some people get scared off. To be honest, but it's not more than $1,000. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
But people scared off with the price, so I like to be honest. I guess if they were interested, they could, you know, reach out to me.
Okay.
But I think like people hear like first off, you can't get everything in life off money, like
right.
Within 10 years, you have to start paying for air.
Right.
Like, everything in this world.
We're already like, paying for water.
Yeah, you got to pay for water, which comes from the earth, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So, everything costs money. So I think people just, I just want to like really tell people the price until they see the vision of what this business can do for them. Because, like, how much money I was making with this was insane. Like, I mean, I'll be honest, half of the profits I made with all this business combined, I pocketed, and the other half I was a 21-year-old kid with no money management. I was at the Gucci store. I was at the mall.
What?
I was a kid, basically.
Yeah.
So I really never seen money like that in my life. So I don't tell people the price of my program. What I basically tell them is that I guarantee I'll make you your money back, or I'll give you your money back. Because that's how proven this business is. Like, if you move your feet, you'll make money. If you drag your feet, you might still make money.
Right.
Like, but yeah, I don't tell people the program, but this business will change your life if you take action on the stuff that I show.
Okay. And so you got, that's your main business is the medical commodities. And then you recently bought property. Are you kind of diving back into real estate, or are you kind of like, you just play around with it? You don't really.
I like what you said before though. Like, you know, it's good if you got like, you need money, money, cash is like king and stuff. Like, if you got money, you could do anything. Like, you can make people dance. That's why, like, people will work jobs they hate because they got a paycheck. Like,
right.
They hate the job. They know it doesn't make them happy, but it pays them at the end of the week, so they'll do it. So, you know, as crazy as it sounds, I'm getting back into it slowly. I'm actually doing some things with my accountant now to potentially buy like a little mini building, which has like 4 apartments in it that I'm going to rent out.
Oh,
but
yeah.
if you could barely pay your phone bill, and I'm no millionaire, I could always keep it around. I'm not a millionaire by any means, not even half a million, but I'm in a better position than I was when I first jumped out of college.
Right.
You need some cash because like with this, if you can't pay your phone bill, you're banking on a wholesale deal to close for $5,000. You won't make it. But I'm getting back into real estate. Like the house that I'm flipping at the moment. Like, you ever seen A&E? Like,
yeah.
A&E flip show.
I love flipping. I love that show.
Yeah, but that's totally inaccurate. Anyway, totally inaccurate.
Why you say that?
It's so inaccurate because they make it seem like they flip the house in like a week.
Yeah,
that's impossible because like the electrician, like we I already bought the house a month, and like we'll probably be done in another maybe 4 or 5 weeks. Now I know contractors that can fix the house in maybe 3 to 4 weeks, but that's rare. And even 3 or 4 weeks, A&E got to make it look like they do it in 5 days. So that's,
yeah.
So and then they have the people on the show, like, all right, it's John and Kate. John and Kate bought this house, and John and Kate are swinging a hammer.
Yeah.
I openly admit I don't even like getting my hands dirty.
Yeah.
I always joking last. I don't like doing any of that stuff. I just like using my mind and pulling money out of thin air.
Right. So you prefer to pay someone to like sling the hammer and all that.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that stuff. I don't know how to do that stuff. And I don't want to learn how to do that stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, I do like real estate, but when I get back into it at this point, I'm going to get into it with some leverage. Where
right.
I can, you know, maneuver, buy a house, buy a few houses, and, you know, be able to keep my lights on at night.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And you know what? Something about that knocking down walls and stuff, like, I'm always afraid when I watch them. I'm sure the electrician kind of, like, looks into it first, but then sometimes they knock down the wall and they have no idea what's behind there. Sometimes it's like a brick wall, or it could be like electronic, you know, like electronic cables, and they're like, oh, whoa, stop, you know. So I was like, yeah, I would never want to really do that.
Yeah, you're basically walking into the fire. But I mean, there's a few ways to like maneuver around that. Like, you could use other people's money. So mm-hmm. like on this deal, the purchase price was $30,000. The total renovation cost was $60,000, and I only put up a total of $17,000. So like, you could, there's like different companies that will, for like, you know, interest, will put up the money for you.
Right.
So,
because I was just going to ask you, like, how did you get into that? But yeah, I have seen, you know, ads for companies that'll like put the money up too.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways to freak it, but I think the most important thing for anybody, that's why I do the medical commodities. I still do it to this day to keep, you know, even if it's an extra $3,000-$4,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
you need money. Think straight. Like, and I've been building my YouTube channel now. I just hit a, I'm looking at my stats right now. I just said I have 1,137 subscribers.
Wow. What's the name of your channel?
My channel's called Giant Lifestyle. It's basically different things for, like, you know, guys between ages of, like, 18 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about, you know, fitness, money, girls, stuff like that. And, but you can't do any of that. I can't make videos every day if I don't have money to eat food.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be starving. I'd be sick, starving. Look all crazy because I don't have no money in my pocket. So
right.
That's why I teach the medical commodities, because they might not make you a millionaire, even though there are people who are millionaires doing, like, who have made millions from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I care, anybody that lives in a one bedroom apartment and has, you know, $5,000 a month in profit will change anybody. Will help anybody's life. I don't care what they're at.
Yeah.
So that and I, like I said, the most I ever did in 1 month was $18,000. But that wasn't all profit. That was about 9,500 profit. But that was my highest, around like $13,000 to $15,000. But I mean, I was profiting around, you know, $6,000 to $7,000 a month. But like I said, 21 years old, this is a lot of money for a 21-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So that's basically what it was. I lost my train of thought, but yeah, you need like peace of mind when, you know, building anything. If you don't have peace of mind, you don't have money in the...
Go ahead.
No, you good. I forgot what I was
going to
say.
No, you're totally right. That makes a lot of sense. That's kind of like what I got from this whole conversation, was like, you like real estate, but you found something to like bring you in a stream of income that was like comfortable, but then a little bit beyond comfortable, because it's like, okay, you can take care of your basic bills, but then you have a little bit more, or, you know, a lot more left over to still be able to like get back into real estate and stuff like that. So that makes a lot of sense. I like that. That's pretty much what I got.
Yeah, basically, like how I look at it is, you need money for, like, there's three pots I look at it. One pot is your bill money.
Mm-hmm.
Second pot is what, you know, your investment money, or like you want to maybe put the money into ads or something for this new business or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the other lifestyle, you want to go out to dinner with your family or something. So,
yeah,
you know, a job, like making $8,000 an hour, there's never enough. One pot, it's either like, okay, do I want a new pair of clothes, or do I want dinner tonight?
Yeah.
And do I want to pay a bill, or do I want to pay my rent, or do I want to buy dinner?
Yeah.
And that's how. With this, it's like, okay, I got enough for all three pots. I can maneuver. Now, I wouldn't say, like, do this forever.
Yeah,
I don't plan to do this forever, but I do. I've done it since the past 3 years to get to where I got to go. And, it's basically like a no BS type business model.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, and you know what? Before I let you go, I do have a little bit more to ask you about. Like, just want to know, like, are there anything else? Is there anything else that you're doing investment-wise, like with your money? Because, you know, a lot of people are into like buying stocks or Forex or, you know, Bitcoin or whatever. So I was just curious, are you into any of those things?
I know somebody that does very well with it, but mm-hmm. no, I don't know any of that about any of that stuff. I just know, and I'm pretty big into tangible business models, like stuff I can touch.
Right.
So all my money's going into real estate, and
a huge investment. Real
estate, medical commodities, and then like I said, like something how you're doing, like becoming an influencer. I see that being a very powerful business model in the next 2 years. Having some sort of presence, because social media, whether you like it or not, mm-hmm. it's basically how this, like, everybody has a Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you got 100,000 followers compared to somebody that has one follower, you're doing something, so somebody wants to follow you.
Right.
So if your message is louder than other people's message,
yeah,
I feel like that opens the door to tons of opportunity.
Yeah. You're right. So would you give, before we close out, what advice would you give to anyone that's interested in being an entrepreneur, or just like even just interested in the business that you're into as well?
It's so cliche, like everybody says it, but mm-hmm. like just in the past 2 years, I think it's really rolling with the squad. Like, you got to have like an armed people you're doing business with, not just try and go out there and solo dolo the mission, because whether it is possible, I see myself make bigger strides, moving with the army of people. And then, just trying to find something that works,
mm-hmm.
because, there's a lot of things out here that people say that works, but it doesn't. So once you find a business model that pays you,
mm-hmm.
Stick to it like glue as long as possible. And, but just being around the right people, because I noticed when I first, not to go too far, but when I first was becoming an entrepreneur, or trying to become an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
And you're not an entrepreneur, I think it's like one of my pet peeves, you're not an entrepreneur if you have a job. Like, if you have a job, you're like a semi-entrepreneur, which I still respect, because you're doing more than the average folk, but a lot of people say they're entrepreneurs and they're not really entrepreneurs. But if you try and convince your old friends that you knew from your growing up that you want to build a business, it's never going to happen.
Mm.
So you gotta get those people. You gotta drop them off at the first train stop.
Dang, you just gave me a word. Like, that's how I feel right now. But now that now I'm hearing it from you, it's just like, you just made it like real, you know? Like, I was trying to do that same thing where, like someone from, just growing up, trying to like introduce them to business. But then the thing is, I just realized, wow, I'm just going to have to get out here, get into like other social circles and, go to meetups and just different events and just find new friends like that's in that mindset of like, building business and, entrepreneurship and growth and investments. Because like sometimes people that you grew up with, they're just not really in that mind frame all the way.
Yeah. And sometimes, to be honest, it's lonely. Like I have a lot of business associates, but I really only have like one friend, to be honest. He's my business partner. If it's not with him, and that's why I love social media. I've met I guess I'm doing a collab with somebody who has like almost 10,000 subscribers today, or after mm-hmm. I jump off this call, and then somebody who has like, so when you start putting yourself out there, you start meeting other people. But it can be lonely sometimes, because it's like, damn, I'm like, does nobody understand what I'm trying to do out here? Am I speaking another language or something?
Yeah.
And that's how it is. Like, they're not bad people. They just can't see what you see.
Right. Okay, that's a great tip. I like that. So how can people find you? I'm going to add you on my Instagram and everything, but how can people find you just in case, like, they're listening in?
Okay, yeah. You could. I really only use Instagram and YouTube, but you can find me on Instagram at my handle is I Am Giant Lifestyle, and then you can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/Giant Lifestyle. My logo is like a green Giant Lifestyle logo, so you can find me. I post on YouTube. Well, my goal is, which I will do, I'm going to be posting on YouTube every day until October 1st. So,
awesome.
A little 90 upload challenge. So, if you subscribe, you'll definitely see content every day.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much, and thank everybody for tuning in to Combos with CEOs. It was very nice talking to you, Felix.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night. Yep, I'm still here. I just paused it. Okay, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was fire. That was tough.
Yeah, I love it. Let me hit done. Yeah, what'd you say?
I said you were beat.
Yeah, guess what? I didn't want to tell you before, but I had zero questions.
Oh, I couldn't even tell, to be honest.
I had zero questions. I was like, oh, I just wasn't sure. Like, but you know what? When it comes to like conversations, though, it's so easy. That's why I named it Combos with CEOs. It was just like, it doesn't feel like I'm interviewing them. It just feels like a natural conversation. Yeah. Yep. So I'm about to save it right now. Yes.
That was your first one?
Yeah. Well, technically it's my second, but this is going to be the first one because I deleted all the other ones that I even did by myself, because I was like, you know what? I just want it to be like strictly Combos with CEOs. And then like, if I do anything else, cause I was thinking about doing something where I do like little short snippets of like business tips and stuff like that. And I was like, if I do that, I'm just going to put that on another podcast, you know?
Just keep it all like, I'm like a little master, but just keep. If you make content, don't delete it. Because I have 75 videos about this lifestyle challenge that I did, and I don't make videos on it no more. But it brings me so many views.
Wow!
And it's like one of my videos on the topic has it's about to hit 30,000 YouTube views. It has 29,500 views.
Yeah.
And I was in this YouTube. And I was like, hey, I don't make videos on this no more. I was thinking about just deleting all my videos. And they're like, one, that like messes up that YouTube algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's like my strategy for YouTube is I just throw anything at the wall. Because if people like your personality, you got good personality. People like your personality.
Thank you.
They don't really care what you upload. Like, I've had people comment like, Felix, can you make more videos of this? This isn't really my kind of video, but I definitely support you.
Yeah. You know what happens? Because, like, even I noticed even with myself cool, I just uploaded it. So even when I'm, like, watching YouTubers and stuff, I noticed that I pretty much, like, even if they're talking about something I don't really like, I still watch it because it's them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't really, and then, like, and I don't know if you struggle with it too, but I don't.